in the limelight.
Rising unemployment will intensify pressure on governments and central banks to speed delivery of programs to either compensate workers who are made redundant or try to persuade employers to hoard staff until the coronavirus fades. Failure would risk an even deeper recession or weak recovery that would require policymakers to consider yet more stimulus on top of that already deployed. At JP Morgan Chase & Co., economists predict their measure of unemployment in developed markets will jump by 2.7 percentage points by the middle of this year, having started this year around its lowest in four decades. Whilst there'll be some healing as economies recover, they still predict elevated levels of unemployment of 4.6% in the United States and 8.3% in the euro area by the end of 2021. We now present you an article written by Patrick T. Fallon under the heading Jobs Destroyed Worldwide as Coronavirus Sparks Recession. The article has appeared on the front page of the Bloomberg website. Please stay with us for more of Patrick T. Fallon's article. The world's workers are reeling from the initial shock of the coronavirus recession, with job losses and welfare claims around the globe already running into the millions recently. As the International Labour Organization ILO warns of almost 25 million layoffs if the virus isn't controlled, the cuts from Austria to the United States reflect the deepest peacetime recession since the 1930s as economies are frozen to beat the pandemic. Peter Hooper, global head of economic research at Deutsche Bank AG, told Bloomberg Television, "We see unemployment rates in the United States and Europe getting up well up into the teens," adding, "Given the pain that we see near term in the United States and Europe, this is unprecedented since the Great Depression in terms of its magnitude. Rising unemployment will intensify pressure on governments and central banks to speed delivery of programs to either compensate workers who are made redundant or try to persuade employers to hoard staff until the virus fades away. Failure would risk an even deeper recession or weak recovery that would require policymakers to consider yet more stimulus on top of that already deployed. At JP Morgan Chase & Co., economists predict their measure of unemployment in developed markets will jump by 2.7 percentage points by the middle of this year, having started this year around its lowest in four decades. Whilst there'll be some healing as economies recover, they still predict elevated levels of unemployment of as much as 4.6% in the United States and 8.3% in the Eurozone by the end of 2021. The shock to labour markets also marks a stress test for different social models. The United States' more flexible culture means more will lose their jobs than in the euro area or in Japan, where there is a greater onus on retaining staff during a shock. A first glimpse of the United States' devastation was apparent in its monthly labour report on Friday, 3rd of April, showing unemployment fell last month for the first time in a decade. Payrolls slumped by more than 700,000, seven times as much as economists had forecast. Those figures are all the more worrying because They cover only the start of the labour market damage in early March, prior to the biggest rounds of layoffs and closures. A greater hit is coming, therefore, not least since the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits soared to a record 6.65 million last week, more than twice the record set in the prior week. The 9.96 million combined claims of those 2 weeks is equivalent to the total in the first 6.5 months of the 2007-2009 recession. Goldman Sachs Group this week predicted unemployment there will soon spike to a record 15%. In Europe, a report showed almost 1 million Britons applied for welfare payments in the space of 2 weeks, 10 times the normal amount. The country's statistics office released a survey of businesses where 27% of British businesses are reducing staff levels in the short term. There was also a record jobless claims surge in Spain, whose nearly 14% unemployment rate is already amongst the highest in the developed world. Austria's unemployment rate jumped to 12%, the highest since the aftermath of the Second World War. While German unemployment rate barely rose in March, like the United States report, that data was based on a cut-off date before most shutdown measures took effect. But Detlef Schiele, who runs the Germany's labor agency, said next month's data will show increasing joblessness. A record 470,000 companies applied for German state wage support in March, a number that is likely to continue rising, suggesting that so far, around a fifth of the workforce could have working hours reduced. French businesses have also rushed to benefit from government aid to keep workers on their payroll, whilst getting paid 84% of their salary by the state. As of Thursday, 400,000 French companies applied for 4 million workers, around 20% of the private sector labour force. According to calculations by Bloomberg, Nordic data already shows the region is suffering a major employment shock, with more than 800,000 people out of work there, including in excess of 620,000 on temporary furloughs in Finland and in Norway. In Asia, Japanese unemployment held at 2.4% in February, but there's been a sharp drop in the ratio of available positions to the lowest level in 3 years. More recent developments show the rapid taking up of emergency loans via a government program for people who have lost their jobs or face wage cuts. Almost 23 million people, or a third of Thailand's population, registered for the government's cash handout since it was made available on 28th of March. The grants are intended to cover only 9 million people and will pay out 15,000 baht, or $455, to each individual over a period of 3 months. Much focus will fall on China, whose economy is returning towards full capacity. Its rate of surveyed urban unemployment jumped to a record 6.2% in February as businesses shut down. According to economists at Australia and New Zealand Banking Group, those interruptions threw an estimated 8 million people out of work. As eye-watering as this phase of the global economic crisis may already be, Peter Hooper at Deutsche Bank AG said the outlook won't seem as bleak when the virus outbreak ceases and demand rebounds. Peter Hooper says you should see a fairly quick drop from these very lofty levels of unemployment.